Radio Prague News.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has asked for Czech troops for a planned peacekeeping mission in Central Africa. The coalition parties are considering a cabinet reshuffle, according to a media report. And in tennis, the Czech Republic is leading 2-0 over Japan in the quarterfinals of the Davis Cup. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on Friday asked Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka to consider sending Czech troops on a planned peacekeeping mission in Central African Republic, Mr. Ki-moon told the news agency ČTK. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka said he would ask the Defense Ministry to evaluate the proposal. The UN chief reportedly suggested a Czech field hospital as well as Air Force units could take part in the mission. During his visit to Prague, Ban Ki-moon praised the Czech Republic for its support of human rights and humanitarian aid efforts. Mr. Ki-moon also received Charles University's Golden Medal for supporting understanding and cooperation between nations. The coalition Social Democrat and ANO parties are considering a cabinet reshuffle, the news website Novinky.cz reported on Friday, quoting sources from the coalition. The parties are reportedly planning to exchange the justice and healthcare portfolios. The Social Democrats would take over the Justice Ministry, while ANO would run the Healthcare Ministry. Under the planned reshuffle, Justice Minister Helena Válková would be replaced by Social Democrat Jeroným Tejc. The current Deputy Health Minister Josef Vymazal of the ANO party would then replace Social Democrat Minister Svatopluk Němeček. However, Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka has denied such plans were being considered. In related news, the head of the Dawn Party, MP Tomio Okamura, has filed a criminal complaint against Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka over his role in the 2004 privatization of the coal mining firm OKD. Mr. Sobotka faces allegations the company was sold off for much less than the firm's real value. In a press release, Mr. Okamura said cabinet ministers at the time might have made a deal with the buyer not to insist on a higher price. The OKD privatization has led to the first major rift in the coalition government after Prime Minister Sobotka accused ANO leader Andrej Babiš of using his media outlets to put pressure on the Social Democrats. The Czech Interior Ministry has excluded a fringe political party from running in the upcoming elections for the European Parliament, a spokesman for the ministry said on Friday. The Czechoslovak Socialist Party failed to pay a 15,000 crown fee to register for the elections, according to the ministry, which also excluded three candidates from other parties over their failure to meet the conditions for running. In total, 38 political parties will field candidates for the European elections, which will take place at the end of next month. The police on Friday recommended that charges of attempted fraud be raised against Marek Dalík, a former close aide to ex-Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, over his role in the 2009 acquisition of armored vehicles for the Czech military. The anti-corruption unit of the police alleges that in 2007, Mr. Dalík asked for an employee of the Austrian firm Steyr, which supplied the vehicles, for an 18 million euro bribe to ensure the continuation of the deal. The investigators believe Mr. Dalík committed attempted fraud as he had no influence over the contract. Mirek Topolánek's government eventually approved the purchase of 107 Pandur armored vehicles for 14.4 billion crowns. A total of 148,000 5- and 6-year-old children have enrolled for elementary schools, the highest number in 10 years, a spokeswoman for the Education Ministry said on Friday. The ministry expects that around 116,000 of them will start school this September, while the rest will have to wait a year. Last year, 112,000 children entered first grade. The numbers of first graders have been rising over the last 3 years, causing capacity problems in Czech schools. And in tennis, the defending Davis Cup champions, the Czech Republic, are leading 2-0 over Japan in Tokyo in their World Group quarterfinal tie. In Friday's opening match, veteran Czech player Radek Štěpánek defeated Tatsuma Ito 6-7, 7-6, 6-1 and 7-5. It took Štěpánek, ranked 47th in the world, nearly 4 hours to claim victory against Ito, who is 146th in the ATP ranking. In the second singles encounter on Friday, Lukáš Rosol beat Japan's Taro Daniel 6-4, 6-4, 3-6, 4-6 and 6-2. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The weekend will be warm with partially cloudy skies, chances of rain, and daytime highs ranging between 16 and 21 degrees Celsius. My name is Andrej Terenec, that's the end of the news.